You're listening to Under the Badge Podcast, where we share stories, news, and experiences under the badge. Get ready for your hosts, Bernard and Martinez.
Bing, bing, bing. And we're live.
Hello.
And, okay, cool, my mic's working. All right, sick.
Hello, hello. Check, check.
Yeah, I can't hear you, motherfucker.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Anyway. The story that I was telling you about happened in California. In Riverside County. There was a fire. And there was two of Cal Fire's helicopters that were responding, and they collided midair.
Oh, shit.
One of them went to the ground, killing all three people on board.
Mm.
I don't see anything about the other one, but... Dude, the crash happened crazy. Sunday afternoon in the desert about 85 miles east of Los Angeles, including two helicopters, one fire helicopter, and one smaller Bell 407. The second helicopter crashed and tragically killed all three members, said California Fire Southern Region Chief David Fulcher. The Bell helicopter, which was the small one, was being used for observation and coordination.
Mm.
What the fuck?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, well, I should have disconnected for some reason.
Yeah, it like glitched for a second, but it sounded like a glitch or some shit.
Yeah, it was that's like crazy, my headphones were like disconnected and then connected. I'm like, what the fuck you doing, bitch? So yeah, that happened.
Shit's crazy.
And then, oh my god. So, I was on Facebook earlier, right? And this video, oh, shit. This video pops up, and these two people are just making out. All right, going intense, and you see the female just like pulls her head away, and then she's just puking.
Oh God!
But before she pulled her head away, she'd puked in the dude's mouth.
I think I've seen that. I feel like I've seen like that's disgusting. Out, so. I'll just slap the fuck out of her. We don't promote domestic violence over here, but I would have slapped her.
Yeah,
I would have slapped her. I just would have walked away.
You would have Chris Browned her.
Oh hell yeah! Would have been done with her.
You have given her a Ray Rice special.
Will Smith her.
Jesus.
Again, we don't promote domestic violence over here, but you know.
No. Sometimes.
I can't remember what it was. I feel like I had a dream about going to jail. It's like, ah, hell. I hope that's not a sign. I don't plan to go to jail.
Just watch. You're going to get arrested for something.
Shit, I hope not. I didn't think I was going to get arrested. What was it, yesterday?
Oh, yeah, tell us the story that had you all booty tickled. I was...
Damn right, my panties was in a wad. So...
said booty tickled, not fucking dick in a wad.
I said panties, not a dick, but either
that's
way...
That's not what that sounds like.
Wow.
Clip it.
Clip that. This is it. Should I say it?
Bruh. Yes.
Okay, I'm not Caitlyn Jenner over here. My dick is not taped down. Anyway, back on topic. So, yesterday, where was I going? I was going to CVS and to get food. So I'm turning right at the stop sign. It's a stop sign and a caution light.
Wait, hold on. What food were you getting at CVS?
No, I was going to CVS to get medicine, and then I was going to Sonic. Oh. I wasn't getting food at CVS, yeah. Sorry, let me freeze.
God damn,
and, you know, a little podunk town. So I'm turning right. I'm going to see this state trooper, or this red truck turning left. I'm turning right, and then a state trooper behind him. So I let the red truck go. And then I saw the state trooper turn right in front of him. I shouldn't have turned in front of him. I'll never know that again. And like 5 seconds later, he speeds up on my ass, and I knew he was getting me. I looked up. I said, "Please don't fucking get me." So he pulls me over. And he comes up to the driver's side. He's like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I was like, "No, sir, I don't." All that he was gonna say, I didn't stop at the stop sign, like failure to stop or whatever. But he's like, "Oh, you weren't wearing your seatbelt." I was like, "Are you serious?" I was like, "I was wearing my seatbelt." He said, "Well, were you wearing it from all the way home?" I was like, "Yes, asshole," is what I'm thinking. "Yes, I was." He's like, "Well, you must have just put it on." I said, "No, sir, I didn't." He's like, "Well, you're wearing a orange shirt." I would have seen it. My shirt was, I don't know if you can see my chair. It's like as orange as this chair right here. Fucking Clemson, shut up. But
Oregon's better.
He's like, "Your mom's better." he's like, "Well, I don't know if you're trying to, what do you say? I forget how you phrase it. I don't know if you're trying to get one out of me or if this is your get out of jail free card, but I'm just going to give you a warning." I was like, "Okay, thank you." And, you know, 30 minutes later, he comes back with the warning. I was like, "Good." I was, man, I thought about saying some shit to him, but I was like, "You know what? It's not even worth it. I'm not about to get arrested over some dumb shit." If I would have had my my gun on me, he probably would have tried to get me for unlawful carrying.
Like, even flash your badge to him and be like, "Hey, yo."
I don't have a badge. I wish I did. I would have been. Like when I'm driving and I'm in uniform, I turn my little. Where you can see the words right here in case I get pulled over. But it was such an asshole. And then some dude texted me. It was like, oh, well, he must not got any last night. Now, who would have texted that? But
I don't know. Whoever texted that's a genius, you know.
One of these two people.
I mean, whoever texted and that, then, you know, that's some common sense right there.
You know how state troopers are. They have stakes up their asses, so.
Did he have his campaign hat?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
He got out of his car, right? He walks like this, gets his little hat on.
Puffed out.
Right, straightens it and walks like he's got a stick up his ass back up to my car.
Did he make sure his campaign hat was, like, hardcore tilted?
Yeah, he did. He was like
barely over his eyes and shit?
Yeah. Jesus. Well, when he first walked into my window, he, like, leans over. How's it going, buddy? I'm so-and-so with the highway patrol. You know I pulled you over? It's like, no, sir, I don't. He's a fucking asshole. But that's as I think I told you, that happened to my wife probably about a month and a half ago in the city we live, or a city we live in, not the city we live in. We're coming home from church or whatever. And she got pulled over for the same shit. I was like, really? Like, y'all must be on some shit. So I thought we're going to have to get some, like, seatbelt covers that are fucking neon pink or some shit so you can see them. You can't say I'm not wearing my seatbelt. Fucking dickhead.
Fucking. Did I tell you about the time that I got pulled over? By the sheriff's office?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, the sheriff's office in the county that I'm in, they were kind of phasing out some of the old cars and, like, revamped with new paint scheme and everything, right? And at the time, they're also buying new cars. They just got new cars, too. They just got, like, the 23 Tahoes and the Explorers and shit. But this particular Charger I was looking at the day before, because it was on fucking Instagram. So I was like, all right, looks nice.
Hell yeah.
Like, the scheme of it has, like, the mountains in the county that we
nice.
Have. So it looks really nice. Well, the next day, I'm going down a hill in a vehicle that's not mine. It's in my mom's vehicle. Because mine, I just didn't feel like driving it that day. That was back when I had my old Silverado. It's like it was 50-50 if that thing wanted to start up or not.
Right.
And shout out to Square Body Silverados. Anyway, yeah, I think they didn't have any airbags too, so it was that
one.
But beyond that, so I was driving her car. I was going down a hill and I was coasting. And I was kind of going through, like, this little neighborhood area that they kind of sit at every now and then.
Right.
They only sit there if, like, people bug them about it. And so I'm like, all right, I'm at the top of the hill. I don't see anyone down there. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just going to coast down the hill then. I'm not going to use the brakes or nothing. I'm coasting. I'm going 50 and a 35.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bruh.
And then, once I get about maybe 100 feet away from him, I see that lovely push bar on the front of it behind a bush. And I was like, yeah. Dude, I was like, I looked down, and I was like, fuck. So I hit the brakes.
Too late.
And then as I drive past him, I just looked at him. And so I keep going because I'm like, you know, like, all right, I'm free. He's not moving. And then he pulls out.
Right.
And I was like, all right.
I hate that shit.
But then he goes into the next lane. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I'm fine. And then he starts going back in the distance. And then I look in the mirror and he's right on my ass. And I'm like,
oh,
where
shit.
The fuck? You were just way back there.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And then
he should just let you off.
Well, and then I was like, all right, I'm just going to take this turn. If he follows me, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So I pulled off that road real quick, and then those lights came on, and I was like, fuck.
Damn.
So it was this fucking big rip, dude. Like, this dude clearly goes to the gym every fucking day. He's fucking jacked, dude. like sleeves pop or his muscles popping out of his sleeves and everything.
Richard.
And then, so I'm talking to him. I don't see it. Apparently, he had a partner in the car with him, and she was standing on the passenger side. She actually scared the shit out of me.
Oh.
But then he was like,
"What the fuck did they think you were gonna do?"
Well, and he was like, "Do you know why I stopped you?" And I was like, "No, I don't."
Play dumb. Always play dumb.
And
never admit to what you did.
Even if you kill someone. Anyway.
Exactly.
But I was like, no, I don't. And he's like, well, I got you going 45 and a 35. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, oh, it's not bad.
That's not bad.
Like, yeah,
I'll take it.
I'm just sitting there in my head. I'm like, you should probably recalibrate that radar. But
if I told you after I left, after getting pulled over, I continued going on my little journey to CVS. And then the trooper pulls out behind me again. I was like, if this motherfucker pulls me over one more time, I'm going to lose it. But he didn't. He got in the left-hand lane. He went around me. He gets maybe like 10 feet in front of me, cuts in front of me, and then turns down this little side road. I'm like, really, asshole? Like, are you just trying to prove something to me? Like, I wasn't speeding. I was going the speed limit because I was pissed the fuck off. And I was having a little conversation with him after, you know, I didn't have the conversation with him, but I had it in my head after he left. And driving. Who, me? Yeah, yes. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I wasn't doing that. But I finished the conversation that I wanted to really have with him. So I told him to fuck off maybe like 35 times.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You got videos for that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay.
I might have told him in my head to go to hell about 10 times. But now I'm good now. Today's a new day.
Well, if I can't. Dano, so that dude. So the way his partner scared me was because, you know how that whole danger zone area, they tell you not to be in the window?
Right.
Well, and I was leaning over to grab the insurance out of the glove compartment. That's when I saw her.
Oh, shit.
And she scared the fuck out of me. But then he was like, all right, just hang tight. I'll be back with you. I'm like, all right, cool. And then after about 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, I'm getting the fucking ticket. Yeah. There's no way it takes this long.
When they say hang tight.
And ready? My driving record was clean. I got pulled over once before, and I got a warning. Partially because I argued with the cop. Because I was going the speed limit on a forest road at 12 o'clock at night. And he said I was impeding the flow of traffic. And I was like, for fucking who, Casper?
You told me about that one.
Yes, yeah, so that's the only thing that would have showed up. But even then, that was like 2 years prior. And then, so I was waiting. And then he comes back and I see that fucking clipboard. And I was like, fuck.
Of course.
And then he starts asking me questions like, who's your employer? Where do you work? The address of it, all that shit. And I'm like, why does that matter?
For real.
And then
it's gonna be a he was kid.
Like, yeah. And then he was like, all right, so I'm giving you a ticket for 10 over. And
not bad.
The way the point system works here is if you are under the age of 21, you have 8 points before you lose your license. So, once you're 21, you get 12. That ticket got me 4 points on my license.
Oh, shit.
And $300 fine. And damn. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I was like, I'm taking this shit to court. Fuck that. I was like, I'm not losing half my points on my license. Like, I'm not.
Nah.
One more ticket after that, I wouldn't have a license. Like,
for
fuck
real.
That.
I don't know how our points are here, but I know most of the time, like, seatbelt tickets are like $20. Like, around here, people never wear their fucking seatbelt. But they, like, all the people I know that don't wear their seatbelts, they don't get tickets or shit. But I get a ticket, like, really? He's like, well, I didn't see you wearing it. Did you have it under your arm? I said, what? No, asshole. I think, that's the second time we've been pulled over. First time I was pulled over. I was coming home from old job or some shit, and I was turning left, and I turned the left-hand lane right before the lines broke or whatever, and I got pulled over for that. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you're supposed to pull over where the lines break, not before. I was like, really? You pull me for that shit? Improper lane change or some shit? Like, what?
Bro, you get a $20 ticket for no seatbelt over there? It's fucking $65 here.
I think it's like 20 here. Or it used to be 20. I don't know if it is anymore.
My motherfucker. That's bullshit. That is hardcore bullshit.
Anyways, thank you to our loyal police officers and, you know, sheriff that serve us every day. This is not a hate.
No,
this is just a bitch about it. Shit, I'm about to be in that boat here soon, hopefully. Really fucking hope so.
You know what?
Know what?
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 Yeah, some of the tickets here are fucking expensive as shit. Dude, okay. I don't know if I should say this, but she doesn't watch this. So, my best friend here, right? She's with the sheriff's office. This motherfucker was speeding, well over 20 miles an hour over the limit. Ooh. Well over. Gets snagged by State Patrol.
Damn.
And so he's running her plates and stuff, and then comes back and goes, who are you with? And so she shows him her badge and goes, gotcha. All right, slow it down. And I was like,
damn,
son of a bitch.
Lucky. For real. Damn right I want to see my badge too. I'm not even about to lie. For real.
Like, I was like, you got let go of jail time. Like, what the fuck? But it was funny when she told me. I was like, that's fucked up. And then she said, she told me she got into a road rage incident where, like, some dude was, like, cussing her out and, like, almost pulled a gun on her. So she rolled down the window and then showed him her badge. And he, like, sped off real quick. And he was like, fuck. I was like,
that's awesome.
He was a pussy.
Damn.
You gotta see that shit out till the very end.
For real.
You're on a road rage in the first place? Keep it going. Keep that energy up.
Mm-mm. No, I'm good. No. Not over here. People in here. Shit, people down here is fucking crazy. And all these fucking rednecks got shotguns and handguns and shit.
Fucking rednecks. Bro, okay. I'm gonna say this. There's a stupid law here. I don't know when it was made. It is an actual law that it's illegal to throw missiles at cars.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck has got a missile in the car?
I was like, you mean to tell me you're just gonna pull out a fucking AIM 9 right. Sidewinder and just huck that bitch at a car in a road agency?
Hell yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I don't know when it was made. It is an actual law. Actually, I'm pretty sure I can find it. No.
Shit. If I had one, I would throw one just for the hell of it.
Oh, here, let me read the whole thing.
That's funny as hell.
Missile law. It's so fucking... any person who knowingly projects any missile at or against any vehicle or equipment designed for the transportation of persons or property other than a bicycle commits a civil infraction, which is a Class 2 misdemeanor.
That's a misdemeanor?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I was like, what the fuck? Oh. No, okay, so you commit a civil infraction throwing a missile at a vehicle. Any person who knowingly projects any missile at or against a bicyclist commits a class 2 misdemeanor.
What the fuck?
So, you know, if a bicyclist isn't using the bike lane and being a jackass and you throw a missile at him, well, you just made a misdemeanor. That's all you're getting. You'll be fine.
Okay. Number two.
But, like, who the fuck makes that kind of law?
For real.
Who's the jackass that did it in the first place? That they had to make it a law.
For real. I was gonna say, you know, somebody had to have done some shit. That's normally why we have these fucking laws.
Yeah, some jackass at some point in time in history did it. I don't know what kind of missile it was, but he decided to huck it at a vehicle or a bicyclist. Like, Jesus. Welcome to the wonderful state I live in. Throwing fucking missiles at cars.
Shit, that'd be awesome to have a law, like, after you. Not everybody laugh.
Call it the Bernard Law.
Hell yeah. Dope as fuck.
And because we just did the dumbest laws in this, or dumb law in this state, now it's going to bring us to the dumbest laws across the U.S. Are you ready for these?
Hit the mid-forward fast.
Okay.
Check out our merch and website at underthebadgepodcast.com.
Get some merch. Anyway.
Yes, merch.
In Alabama, it is illegal to drive blindfolded. Don't know why you're driving blindfolded, but...
There's some dude on TikTok. He does laws like that that'll land you in jail or some shit.
Yeah. In Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub.
What the fuck?
That took place in the 1920s when a local dam broke, flooding a rancher's home. The rancher's donkey had been accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub. In Arkansas, you can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
What the hell?
In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary bird before 7 a.m. That's retarded. In Colorado, it is illegal to keep a couch on your porch.
What?
Fuck your comfort when you're outside watching the rain. In Connecticut, a pickle must be able to bounce.
What?
In 1948, two men were arrested for selling pickles that were unfit for human consumption. The pickles in question did not bounce, so the two men were arrested and fined. That is why they're laughing.
Bruh, this one for Florida says an unmarried woman cannot go skydiving on a Sunday.
What the fuck?
And this other one says oral sex is illegal in Florida. Damn.
The fuck? In Delaware, you cannot sell dog hair.
What?
In Georgia, it is illegal to live on a boat for more than 30 days.
Damn.
In Idaho, it's illegal to sweep debris into the streets. Wow.
Who the fuck?
That's just common sense. In Indiana, it's illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles an hour. Okay. There's another jackass that did it. In Iowa, you can't throw a brick onto the highway.
Damn. What the hell?
Oh my god. In Kentucky, a woman cannot marry the same man 4 times.
Damn.
I mean, I'd hope why not. The fuck? After you learn the first time, I hope you go back to him. Oh my god. In Louisiana, it is illegal to send a surprise pizza. Because an unprompted pizza is actually considered harassment.
What the hell?
If caught doing that, you might be handed a $500 fine.
Well, if you're not like to send me a pizza, please go ahead. I would gladly accept that.
Oh my god. In Maryland, sleeveless shirts are banned in public parks. What? Even if you're on a run, it is considered a park rule violation.
That's fucking stupid. There are no tank tops.
Yeah.
No tanks.
In Mississippi, nutrition labels cannot be enforced.
What?
In Missouri, bear wrestling is banned.
Mm.
And that is because it is animal cruelty. Oh my god.
Is there any for South Carolina?
Jesus. In Nebraska, you cannot get married if you have a venereal disease. The fuck does that mean? Oh. You can't get married if you're a dirty person. Mm. If you have STDs.
Damn. That makes sense.
Must be a lot of single people out there then. What the fuck? In Nevada, it's illegal to sit on sidewalks because its primary purpose of the sidewalk and threatens public safety. God forbid your legs get tired when you're walking in Reno or Las Vegas.
The fuck comes up with this shit?
I don't know.
You have nothing better to do.
Oh, here you go. In New Jersey, bulletproof vests are banned while committing a crime.
What?
Okay.
So you mean to tell me you're going to tell a criminal, hey man, you can't wear that. The fuck?
In New Mexico, idiots are banned from voting.
Hmm.
One law in the state of New Mexico prohibits idiots as well as insane persons convicted of felonious or infamous crime from voting.
Nice.
That's good. That's pretty good.
For real.
In New York, slippers are banned after 10 p.m.
What?
North Carolina, drunk bingo is unlawful.
Mm. Home state.
North Dakota, you can't shoot fireworks after 11 p.m. Okay. In Oklahoma, tripping a horse is outlawed due to animal cruelty. Oh, Jesus. In Oregon, it's illegal to go hunting in a cemetery.
What?
Damn. This became illegal in the Beaver State after a hunter was charged with harvesting an animal on cemetery grounds. What charge would you get for that, though?
For real.
Destruction of private property, maybe? I don't know. In Rhode Island, it's illegal to race a horse on the highway. Failure to comply will result in a $20 fine or imprisonment of 10 days or less.
Damn.
Chill time.
That's awesome.
In South Carolina, you cannot play pinball if you are a minor.
What? I never knew that.
Minors under 18 years old aren't allowed to play the pinball machine, and if what temptation gets the best of you, you'll be handed a status offense violation.
Damn.
What the hell's going on over there, huh?
Apparently.
You guys doing over there that you gotta outlaw children from playing pinball?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably fucking gambling and shit.
I got 20 on this kid.
Drinking?
Fucking something, but Jesus. In South Dakota, it's illegal to sleep in the cheese factory. In Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password.
Hmm. Well, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So.
In Texas, you can't sell Netflix a human eye.
Changing this shit. What?
Oh. Also in Texas, you cannot sell kidney, liver, heart, lung, pancreas, bones, or any other organ that doesn't include hair or blood.
Damn.
I'm kind of charged good for that.
What are you doing in Texas?
In Utah, biting is banned in boxing.
Said in boxing?
Yeah. In Vermont, it's illegal for women to wear fake teeth without their husband's approval.
Damn.
So if hubby wants a gum job, you ain't getting them teeth. In Virginia, you cannot go trick-or-treating if you're over the age of 14.
Oh, shit.
Okay, it was banned due to the mass complaints of older teens wreaking havoc on Halloween. The same ordinance also prohibits trick-or-treating after 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Sucks for them.
I know. In West Virginia, hats are banned in movie theaters. They banned it due to obstruction of other people's view. The fuck kind of hats you wearing? The Abe Lincoln for top hat? Like, Jesus. In Wyoming, buildings that cost $100,000 must display pricey art. Fuck. Oklahoma and Ohio, you cannot make faces at a dog.
What the hell?
It could result in a fine or jail time for making faces at a dog.
Hmm. So, what are you in for?
In Florida, it's illegal to sing in your swimsuit.
Sing in your swimsuit?
Yes.
What the fuck?
I don't know. What the fuck? In California, it's against the law to eat an orange while taking a bath.
Who the fuck is gonna know?
I don't know. Maybe some snitch ass little bitch in your house.
Hmm.
In Delaware, it's against the law for a pawnbroker to accept an artificial limb or a wheelchair as payment. Ah, oh, here you go. In Georgia, it's illegal to consume fried chicken by any other means than with your hands.
Mmm.
Ain't no forking it up with your fucking chicken. Gotta go caveman style with your hands.
Mm.
In Louisiana, it's illegal for a woman to drive a car without her husband waving a flag in front of it beforehand. That is oddly specific. In Maine, it's illegal to bite your landlord.
Come here, buddy.
In Kansas, it's illegal to throw knives at men wearing striped suits. What the fuck? In Georgia, it's also illegal to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or a street lamp.
Where the fuck are you going to get a giraffe from?
That's what I was thinking. In Minnesota, it's illegal to eat hamburgers on a Sunday.
What?
In Michigan, it's legal to tie an alligator or crocodile to a fire hydrant. Okay. Oh my god, this needs to be a law everywhere. In New Jersey, it's illegal to slurp your soup in public.
Oh yeah.
Fucking preach that shit.
That'd be great.
God, I fucking hate that noise too. In Alaska, it's illegal to push a moose out of an airplane.
Oh, what?
Oh my god, I got a question. In Florida, it's illegal to fart in public after 6 p.m. That's all the weird fucking ones I got. What the fuck, dude? You got any?
I didn't see any. That's ridiculous, man. What the fuck? That's bullshit for real. I don't know how you come up with that shit.
That's because some jackass did it, and they gotta make a law about it. Yeah, man, pull some up there, bitch.
Who's me?
Yes.
I was in
the see if you got any.
Hold on. Let's look up dumb laws in South Carolina. Horses can't be kept in bathtubs.
If you guys want Bernard's address, let me know. I'll leak it. $5. Venmo.
113. One what?
Huh?
Hmm?
I didn't say nothing.
If a man this is in South Carolina. If a man vows to marry a woman, he must see that promise through.
I see you can't lie about it.
People under 17 are not allowed to play pinball machines. Which you looked or used to that one. Work is illegal on some things.
I had a question about that marriage one. What if you had promised her, like, y'all are in long distance, right?
Right.
And you promised her, but then you see her in person, and she got, like, a major fucking snaggle tooth. Like, she looks like a saber-toothed tiger.
You still have to...
still gotta marry her then?
I wonder why the pin machines are not to be played by everyone. I gotta look that up. Work is illegal on Sundays unless it's necessary or for charity.
What?
There are exceptions to that rule, which include the selling of food or drink, tobacco, boating, fishing equipment, light bulbs, operation of funeral homes, cemeteries, radio, and TV. Well, is it legal for me to go to work this Sunday? In Myrtle Beach, cussing in a public place can get you in trouble.
Man, fuck that.
Dirty Myrtle.
We're not visiting there.
So, it's illegal for anyone it's illegal for anyone 18 years or younger to play pinball in South Carolina. The Palmetto State is the only state in the nation where pinball prohibition remains on the books.
Junior.
Shut the fuck up. Words are harsh. And I'm tired. And I'm still fucking tired from last night. Even though I didn't do shit. Man, I want to get a night shift now. I ain't gonna lie. It was super chill. But again, hopefully, if I advance my career.
What kind of pussy drink story?
I don't even want to talk about it. Shut up, sorry. Shut up. Sponsor us. I'll drink you. Fucking Starry is damn flat Sprite. I will admit. But I got a whole case of it because it was some, I don't know who had it at work. They were giving it away. So, like, sure, I'll get a case of it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Oh, my so God. So, I got a story when I was at work on Monday. No, Tuesday. It was Tuesday. I had this older guy come in with a TV, like a remote, right? And he was like, hey, like, do you know where this is? And I was like, not the exact one. So I went to look for it a little bit, and then he came back, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'll just help you find it online.
Right.
So I ended up finding it for him for like $15 on fucking eBay. Same exact one that he had. And he was like, oh, can you like order it and like send it to me and I'll pay you right now? And I'm like, okay, that works. Like, whatever. He was like, I don't want to guess how old he was because I couldn't even tell. But like, so I like ordered it for him. And then, like, we were talking for a bit. And he was like, all right, how much do I owe you? And I was like, you know what? I was like, you're probably the nicest person I've met in the past, like, 3 fucking months. I was like, you know what? So just don't worry about it. I got you. He ends up giving me, like, 6 of those, like, I want to call them, like, the little, like, kind of like Jesus coins. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He gave me, like, 6 of them. And I was like,
hits?
Yeah. And he was like, because you are taking these, you are now my brother. And I was like,
I was like, what the hell?
Like, I didn't know how to respond to that.
For real.
So I was like, okay.
Cool.
I was like, it'll be delivered on Friday. But that was like the weirdest thing.
What the hell?
I was just like, all right. Oh, and then he goes, he's like, if you give this to a woman and she doesn't take it, she's not the one. I'm telling you, she is a devil. It's like, bro, what?
What?
It didn't make any sense.
So will you take my coin?
I was just like, all right, whatever. Hey. I just kind of tried to progress the fuck it.
What do you even say to that?
Like, that's what I'm saying. I was just like, I just try to kind of tried to hurry the conversation up.
Right.
But I was just like, yeah. I was like, I feel like if I say something wrong, you're going to be like, oh, you're the devil. Alright. Like, you're damn right. No, I'm just kidding.
Devil. Foosball's for the devil.
Fushiball. Alright, we are at 48 minutes. Do you have anything else?
I have one more thing to say before we go. Hold on.
Uh-oh, you're typing it.
Shit. What the fuck is the name of that movie?
I don't know. You want to describe it?
You've seen a movie, right?
Yeah. Wow. Totally seen a movie that I don't know nothing about. Waterboy?
Yeah, you've seen Waterboy, right?
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Needle dick.
Oh, okay. I like Vicky and she likes me back.
Your name is Needle Dick. Hurry!
My mom is his.
That's not very nice of you, Colonel Sanders.
Everything's different to you, Mama. I like sugar and that floor, and I'm gonna keep doing them both because they make me feel good. Like that. Shout out, Adam Sandler. That's a great movie. All right, that's all I got.
That's what we waited for.
Say what?
That's what we waited for, was Adam Sandler quotes from the Waterboy.
I love that movie. It's a great movie. Go buy some merch. Please go buy some merch. Help some brothers out. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hopefully. Oh, let's do this before we go. If you're watching this or listening to this, and you are a comedian, and you go on tour, talk to us. Because, yeah. Love to go on tour.
Hook us up. Fuck, yeah. We'll even pull security for you.
Right. We'll handle it. We'll open for you and handle security for us.
Just, you know, let us carry something like tasers and shit. I'm not pulling security fucking unarmed. We ain't doing that.
Hell no.
Yeah. For real. Nowadays.
I tried messaging that dude on TikTok, the Texas Cop 2.0, whatever. He never messaged me back. So, he's been on tour. Kevin Hart, if you want some not famous people to go on tour with you, pick some brothers up.
Yep. We're open for you and pull your security. I'll give you the best damn security, too.
Not for Kevin Hart, but someone else.
What do you mean not for Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart's got his own motherfucking security.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. I can pull better than their shit any day.
Damn. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck Kevin Hart.
No.
First.
I said fuck his security.
Alright, that's all I got. Good night.
Deuces. Goodbye.
Good night.